That's weird. It didn't come off now. You want.
All before I get into this bid thing, we have one bid for the truck and two bids for the road project. I don't know if we discussed it or not. And we had the pre-bid meeting. Okay, we had the pre-bid meeting a week ago, Monday. Yeah, a week ago yesterday. Had nine potential bidders show up. I would say actually there was about six potential bidders and three other ones that just came down to see what was going on. And two of the engineers were there. Caitlin was there from Edmund Kesselring, and Jason was there. The property owners were there. We went through the project, what the guidelines were, where it was, what exactly distances it was. They had all seen the bidders had seen copies of the plans and so forth. The property owners were there. He spoke a little bit about a place for them to park or stage or whatever. And his concerns. I believe Caitlin and Jason both corrected and told him how the thing was to be done and what was going to happen. And everybody parted after a couple hours, and that was the end of that. And we have the bid series in. So that was another big deal. So what bid do you want to open first? You want to open the
The
truck bids
truck.
or the road bids?
Truck.
Dan Martell. Bid of $15,000 for the truck.
I think this is 150,000.
Yeah,
Zero.
Add that zero right there.
Don't work like it's expensive. Yeah, that's right.
right, and we'll take that into consideration. It's the only bid we have at the moment, or the only bid we're probably going to get unless somebody walks up to a pocket full of cash. Hand
Enough. I've got that right here, me. So
weighing you down, huh?
yeah. When will you let sailing?
do me a favor, if it's his moldy cab, save enough so you can go buy a decent dinner.
I know.
Because he ain't gonna buy it for you.
So will we go into executive session tonight and discuss that and then take it and then come out? And either
Probably should, but we probably not open these other bids.
yeah, do it all together. Yeah.
We're gonna take this one.
That was me. This one maybe not from the other fight.
Jeez, I'm Cherry. I guess she did save
Yeah.
it. Nobody was breaking in there.
So I did what I was told.
Okay.
All right. This is from Hallstrom Excavating. They're out of Northfield, Vermont. He was one of the guys that I thought would probably bid.
How do you spell that?
Hallstrom.
Hallstrom.
Excavation. Excavating. That's all I was just scratch.
So what's the projects here that they've completed? Got all these other credentials here, so what is it so forth? Trying to find the bottom line here.
Night, thanks for coming.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, somewhere here, yeah, I have a figure. Okay. You're going to be able to write this?
That big? Do I need a bigger piece of paper?
604,000, 603,400 hours.
My next question is, does it say when it could be completed?
You want these notes written here?
Well, we didn't ask for a completion date. We asked that it not be done in parts and pieces.
I think it give us an idea. Maybe
Well,
not.
you know, what we asked for was when it needs started this year, needs finished.
Right.
Right.
I did. Yep.
By November 1st.
Right.
I don't know if he actually, I can't imagine he would give you a finish date, but.
Well, I meant start.
Well, for instance, they just put two culverts on Route 140, pulled again. Closed the road for 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Give any
And about
more.
8 weeks later,
Bit
they're
out one
finding,
will take you two.
you know, they ran into blue clay and real problems. And
I was just wondering if they happened to say.
I don't see where it says a completion date. And when we discussed it there, we didn't. The engineers and myself or anybody didn't ask for one. The only thing I asked for was if they did it, do it.
And be done by November 1st, and if not, it need to start by April.
Well, they have to deal with Josh because you got to deal with the river
You
people
have to deal with
too.
the river. This is not
Okay.
this.
I was just trying to remember what we said, but we did say something. If it wasn't now, it would
Showed
be
for a few of these meetings, and you learned quite a
in the
little, right?
meeting we did. If you started it this fall, it had to be completed this fall
Right. Remember that.
because the road needs to be repaved in that section by November 1st.
Gotcha. Otherwise, it would be starting next spring, I believe.
Otherwise, still.
Okay, he is talking about beginning it in June 1st of 26 and finishing it July 15th, 26.
Okay.
So I'm still sweet right that down.
Pretty much.
Okay.
June 1st of July 15th.
14, 15, somewhere somewhere.
Very. Don't ruin this again.
That's why I have to order more tape.
Totally. Make it official. We get ahead of time.
The word is sealed, not tampered for.
Like that.
Okay, this is Markowski.
We can't see the other way yesterday, didn't we?
Yes. It's Markowski excavating. He sent in some projects that he's completed. For. Well, according to this, he's looking at finishing by the 22nd of November of 25. If I read the calendar correctly.
That's too late for paving.
Well, the waivers are shutting down your asphalt plants. has to be paid before the snowball.
I heard it's supposed to come early this year. I hope it's wrong.
I don't have a very good price for it. What's the end of it?
Free?
I doubt that. Okay, here it is. 473-963.48.
Well, my opinion is take, well, I guess I don't know how quickly we have to do this, but we really should compare the two and make, well, I guess all the specs are the same, right?
What's that?
I'm just thinking we should make sure that they're apples to apples, but they should be because you met with them and
same information.
That's right.
They all got the same information. Yep. They were all, both these guys were there, yep. So they're not bidding. The only thing I would like to do is not make a decision right now and have Caitlin just peruse through these and make sure that we don't have a screw up. I don't consider myself knowledgeable enough to do that.
Right.
For such a big project.
And you know, just told him.
Yes.
You know, he agrees I have a hard knot. I'm not going to engineering the engineers.
One for this year and one for next year.
Is that a boil up there at all?
Is it moving it off?
Yeah. No.
But there might be an issue with doing it this year if it can't be paved over at the end, right? So they might have to move it to next year.
But did you get on the end date? You get on the end date for the citizens?
I thought we said if they did it this year, then it had to be done so it could be paved by November 1st.
I very well couldn't be there. I don't know what they did for you.
Do they pay there or does the town?
That's part of the.
It's part of the deal, but I assume, I don't believe they'll pay it. I think they'll.
Sorry, yeah, no,
they're in charge of it.
It's up to them to do.
That is true.
Right, because there's no sense in starting it this fall and then repaving it and then coming back in the spring and building all that up again.
Right.
So, even though that's how it takes them out with.
All right. At this point in time, I would entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss the bid we have in front of us.
So moved.
Are you ready, Harry?
All right, so tell me what to write because I just missed.
Just that we're going to executive session.
We're going to executive session.
It's 8:10. I did. Nobody seconded though. Paul's sleeping.
Okay. And we're going into.
We just want to give us a couple seconds.
At 8:10. You got it?
Do you want us to go in the other room?
Oh.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to pause. So I make a motion we come out of executive session at 8:14 p.m.
Unanimous.
And I make a motion that we accept the bid of $15,000 from Stan Martell for the town, the 2008 7600 Series International Dump Tandem. What?
What's that? Can I make both favorites on?
No.
I was only going to write 5,000.
You look lucky, but you're not that lucky.
Somebody second?
Yeah. We'll second. Unanimous.
Okay, so
Tim
made a motion to go out of executive session.
Nice. It's been something on a multi-cat. Figured it out.
We accept the bid of $15,000.
No, why don't you just wait? We'll get a bill of sale made. Sherry, make out a bill of sale. Get find the title and so forth and do it all in one shot.
Well, then I'll spend it.
And it's DONPRUSS.
Thank you.
Pat, I meant to ask, you weren't here when I started my whole rigmarole. If you've got anything to bring up.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think you just stopped in, but.
Well, I just walked in and like, geez, girls, 9, 7 o'clock yet, and they're already rolling.
We want to get out of here tonight. It was 7.
Well, Mr. Fenton, G. Fenton.
All right, here's the first thing. Wear one hat.
Boy's got more than one.
What?
I see you got more than one thing tonight.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm getting older. I can't keep putting all these hats up. Although it does hide my bald spot.
So, do you have a suggested replacement at all, or anybody that has come forward and saying anything, or no?
Pretty much, I'm laying it out there for again. And about the only thing I do is when Tyler asked me to. Who at the state asked me to go out and measure distances. Otherwise, he's using the spy in the sky to friggin' pretty much tell me of all new building constructions and changing the 911 addresses and all that. I mean, that's about the only time a 911 coordinator.
So we have a resignation from September 1st to resign as 911 coordinator.
Between last week and this week, I've already gotten 2 emails. Satellite picture everything, and he just told me, well, this place is getting new 911 address, and this is a new building, can you please go up and take a measurement and make sure that the number I've given it is valid. That's about all I do.
Didn't realize there was that much building going on.
And the state's changing the rules, so... One of the ones you just did, Charlie Holcomb's garage, is getting its own 911 address, even though it's on the same property as his house. But apparently...
Well, his living quarters opened up.
Not finished, but there is. But his eye in the sky.
Well, I believe technically any place that harbors people, whether they work there, sleep there, party there, has to have a number.
And if it's got its own electric.
My shop has a number.
Yeah.
I had that argument. I went through this in the 80s when 911 first came out. And then I came up here and I tried to get a 911 number when I built my house. And I got told it was Vermont Route 30. And I said, I don't believe so. Yeah. And I fought. The 911 coordinator at that time, she since passed, but I knew I was right, and so I just invented my own number and took care of it.
My second is
we haven't done anything yet.
No, but so what did you say? You're resigning?
That's 911.
Yeah, I got a letter
that's
right
a,
here.
In a
9-1.
That's September
12th. Okay.
He has several hats. That's one.
Yeah.
Sorry, we need 2 weeks' notice.
So my second is I'm also the town emergency management director. If the town would like, I would like to remain that. I'm signed up for the emergency preparedness conference next week for Thursday and Friday. I usually try to go every year. Last year was in Fairly. I spent the night over in White River for the 2 nights, and this year it's actually in Killington, so I don't have to go anywhere. I can just go from home and go up there and attend the conference and be back.
Well, I would certainly like to see you stay, since I'm the assistant. And I catch enough grief.
Well, the third letter is. And I spoke to my boss at the state on the town fire warden. But now that I purchased a house in Granville, and I can read you what she sent me back.
Who is our boss now?
Our boss is Kelsey Zangler. I've met her.
I talked to a guy not too long ago about something. I don't remember why. Yeah.
No, her boss now is Kelsey Zangler.
Where is Lars? Where is he vacating
Lars
to?
is no longer on the fire side. He switched to the forestry side. So he's out
Counting bugs.
Counting bugs and making sure the trees are healthy and all that. She said if it's okay with the town that I could still remain the fire warden. There's no state statute saying that you have to be a resident of Vermont. And being that I have almost 20 plus years as a fire warden, and she sent an example, the chief of St. Johnsbury is also the warden and he lives in New Hampshire. So she said if the town is okay with it, they're okay with it.
Yeah, I don't see. I mean, we don't get that busy. I mean, you get a few calls now and then.
As dry as it's been, and thankful that we didn't have any people.
I do get enjoy it. New York State puts up all these signs. Burn ban from March to May or whatever it is. And this pager goes off all day long with grass fires.
So where New York screws up is they do the burn ban for all the public except farmers.
That's right.
And
farmers
can do anything they
anything they want, and that's where they run into trouble. So I think that New York should be re-looking at that.
So whatever my opinion's worth, I'd like to have to say keep all three hats, but I'll go for 2 out of 3.
Nice.
Good night. I probably can slide into this for now. Somebody that's I've done it before, so
I'll take it as much as we can get.
So I make a motion. Well, to can I see that for a sec, please? Your letters. I just want to make sure. See them for a second.
These are for the other two. Yeah.
I know. So I want. I will make a. Motion that regretfully accept Todd's resignation of 911 coordinator, and we would gladly accept for him to stay on as the town forest fire warden and the town emergency management director.
We've already signed the paperwork.
I know, but I just he brought it to our attention. I just wanted the minutes that we discussed it. Is there a second?
Well, sorry. What you call it? Still the boss on this 911 thing? The address part of it.
Henderson. That's who I get emails from. All.
From Henderson. Yeah, he's still.
Yeah. Well, I think there. Angus is still there too.
All right. Yeah, I've talked to Angus a bunch of times.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give him a call and tell him to. Have you said anything to him yet? Or,
nope.
Okay. I'll tell him what's going down and have him start calling me or emailing me or whatever. He's got all the information.
If we come across anything funky, just
in the letters in here. Sure.
So the one I think I got last week over on 31, there's going to be a Lewis Acres, because there's so many houses are on that driveway now. There should be
Lewis Acres.
Yep. So just before, if you're heading up Route 31 out of Granville, just before the S curve by Shinsky's, there's a road on the right hand side.
Oh yeah. Okay.
There's going to be 4 homes up in there now. But we're moving forward. One gentleman has a pond on his land, and he's willing for us to put in a dry hydrant there. So that would be nice to have something close to work with. So.
Let the one that Wilbanks is on. Elizabeth Wilbanks and Glenn, I can't think of it.
Wilbanks. I don't even know any Wilbanks.
Elizabeth Wilbanks and Glenn Schubel. Yeah, they're on 31.
Glenn Schubel.
That's right.
So, and I can't chime in that one. So, that's a very interesting. We have this one.
Is that it? That you got
That's all I have. Anybody else has anything? Speak now or forever peace.
I make a motion. We adjourn our meeting at 8:26 p.m.
I will get a letter off to this woman.